Good evening, everyone. You know, it's your girl. I decided to hop on here before we go to official election day, which is November 7th, next Tuesday. Because, you know, there's so much stuff going on. You know, it really is. It's like Butler County. It's not too shabby, just property tax issue. That's probably like the biggest one. School board. You know, school boards are interesting. No. Horton, here's a who. Horton for Lakota. That's who I'm going for. But and classic Linda O'Connell. Now, I like Linda, okay? But here's the thing. So there's an oldie but goodie in Cincinnati, right? For the school board. I like to call her Connie Connie. So Connie Connie wasn't even gonna run again. But instead somebody else decided, oh, I think I'm done with school board, and so they were done. And they're not running. So you have Connie Connie, you have Map, you have Brian Cannon, you have Lindy, and you have Paul Schiffle, something on the Republican end or the conservative. Now he's a Mom for Liberty candidate. Okay. So people are saying only vote for two in the Cincinnati school board race. And vote for Connie Connie and Matt. The interesting thing that happened today was that, you know, reporters are awesome. That's why we have to support journalism. Because they get down. They do deep dives into stories and finding out things. Especially around election time. Campaign finances. You name it. So they did a deep dive into the campaign finances of, like, Forest Hills. You know, it's fun. Forest Hills. Anderson's crew. Cincinnati Public School Board campaign. So, on the Cincinnati School Board campaign, they found out that Connie Connie and friends gave like $10,000 from her committee to MAP. So MAP only raised like $1,500 plus, $1,530. Okay. Meanwhile, Lindy, who a lot of folk are just like annoyed with. I've been annoyed with Lindy for a long time. I'm not a fan. And he act like oblivious, like, oh, okay, like, whatever. Then, he's been mean to my girlfriends, and I don't like that. So, he was already not, like, on my, like, ooh, favorite person list. But he hasn't been nice to my girlfriends. Anywho. Plus, he does not know how to manage a freaking meeting. And it's, like, don't make it so long. Seriously. I had to stop going because it was, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't stay quiet. It was too much. Just how hard is it to delegate and not have a meeting run over and over and over? That's, anyway, way too long. But, so like, the Ohio Democratic Party and the Hamilton County Democratic Party, they, friends of the party, donated like almost, what was it, $15,000 plus, something like that. It was just like, okay, y'all say like y'all don't like them because of the Teach of America thing. And then, of course, the Teach of America folk gave them money. But your actions don't prove it. Okay, like, a part of me thinks they're just going to railroad people next year. And I don't have time for people getting railroaded. Like, that's just not nice. But it is what it is. So, you know, my original thought on some folk was just like, I support my friends. And when they're doing stuff, I support them. But that was it. Now, I didn't go with people's stuff because I really didn't like. First impressions with me is crucial. And, like, the first impression I got of them was kind of like, oh, who the hell are you? Why are you asking me questions? So I was just like, oh, okay. So I was, like, taken aback from that. And I really haven't been impressed since. So, yeah. So, I mean, the person I hope that actually wins, I mean, Connie's going to win because she's been there forever. So, that's nothing new. The person I actually hope wins somehow, maybe with it being like 5 people in a race, is Brian Cannon. A lot of people said they would vote for him. Some people said they've already voted for him. So, we'll see what happens. But, yeah. I think he should get a seat on school board. I think he'd bring some good energy. Because right now, y'all have no idea. It's a lot. There's a lot going on. So, needs a little bit more to test testosterone in on the board. Like, people are not being nice to people. And I don't know how long people can fake it before it boils over. And again, I don't like people being mean to my friends. There's that. So, you know, I'm hoping that Brian wins. First, I decided about election night, but, like, was I gonna go? Like, I was invited to a couple election parties, like, in Cincy, in Mason, in Kentucky, but I think I'm gonna just go to one, because one, I work election day at the polls, and I don't know what time we're gonna get out. Okay, because there's a lot going on. I'm just telling people vote yes all the way. So, if you're in Cincinnati, this is where it gets fun. So, I've already said this in circles. And, yeah, because how I said it, it sounds a little mean, but it is what it is. So, a couple weeks ago, Channel 9 reporter asked Mayor a question about issue 22 campaign, and it was brought to the reporter's attention that Ian Sotomayor was running the 22 campaign for the Northern Southern, you know, the railroad sale. Here's the thing with Norfolk Southern. Talk to some of the Norfolk Southern people. Because they be around. You just gotta ask some questions and get some answers. More than likely, the city's gonna sell it anyway. So, the different groups that are trying to derail the sale is just, it's really an oxymoron. Some people are just trying to make names for themselves. Some people are hoping to make a comeback. And I'll reiterate this again. If they try to make a comeback, I will remind people in so many words or pictures or screenshots or whatever is in my arsenal of why they should not do that. Some people should just stay where they are and just, you know, visit their family and friends and not try to come back to Cincinnati in politics. Just not. And some people are like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you say that. Yeah, because basically I had enough of some stuff, and I'm pretty much like, if you're dumb enough to try to put them, I said, people like, you dodged a bullet. That was good. You don't want to go down that road. You can let people try to help with, you know, issues and different campaigns, streetcar, and, you know, old issue 22, which was expanding, investing in Metro and making it BRT and stuff. But I call them the band of misfits right now for the whole derail the sale crew. And then somebody was like, well, how is former mayor Mallory and his brother on opposite sides of the issue? One, this is not new, okay? This is not new. One is younger than the other, okay? So the younger one usually is on the opposite side of the older one. And, you know, Mayor Mallory and Cranley and Roxanne Qualls and a list of whole other people, right? They are for the sale, along with current mayor. They're along for the sale of Norfolk Southern, because at the end of the day, they're going to sell it anyway. So, I want stuff to pass. Issue 1 needs to pass. I want it for it to pass. I think people should just say vote yes. Now, I'm not a fan of issue 24. But if you want stuff to pass, just tell people to say yes. Vote yes on 1. Because I don't want to worry about, God forbid, you get pregnant and you gotta have, you have a miscarriage and you need a DNC. Well, issue 1, if you vote no and you get a DNC, oh, you're in trouble big time. Like, it's illegal to do that. You know how many women will die if they can't get a DNC and they had a miscarriage? Do you know how emotionally traumatic having a miscarriage is? It's a lot. So, if you tell people to vote yes, that prevents some of the extreme policies that are surrounded by this issue 1 bill that a majority of conservatives in the House are trying to push. And the governor's along with it because he got scared because of all the COVID stuff, backlash from the vaccines and the shutdown. So he's just trying to save face. So, and Donald Trump still runs the Republican Party right now, despite how many court cases and how many times they try him. He runs the Republican Party. Mike Pence dropped out, but that's probably because he's going to pin something on him. So we're just waiting for that shoe to drop. Then Trump's kids, they've been trying to get to them and ask them about stuff. Talking about, well, you inflated numbers. Well, who doesn't think that they, like, he, of course he inflated them. He's Donald Trump. He made his money a certain kind of way, and no one should be surprised by this. Do I believe anything's going to happen to him? No. Do I believe P.G. Sittenfield's going to jail? No. Will he get hit with fines and can the city go ahead and sue him for the money that they paid him of all his time? Yes. But I'm just like, I won't even be surprised with the sheriff's race coming up, because Sheriff Neal had his little fundraiser thing going on, and I wouldn't be surprised if Donald J. Trump decides to endorse him for the Hamilton County Sheriff race next year. I'm just saying. Yes, former Sheriff Jim Neal
is currently endorsed by Donald J. Trump. And I won't be surprised if that happens. I'm just telling you. Trump loves Ohio. He loves Ohio. But let's get back to this whole voting yes all the way down the ballot. There. If you vote yes for 22, they sell the railroad, they'll get some money. If you vote no, they're still going to sell the railroad. They're just, people going to get a temporary win, thinking, oh, they did something. And the city's going to sell it anyway. That's why it's like, okay, sure, Jens didn't do a great job with this campaign. He usually does a great job with most of his campaigns. But this one, not so much. They should have put some of their people in. Yeah, I would have put Norfolk Southern people. I put a dude that did the, who was trying to do the PR for East Palestine. I would have put him in charge. Shoot. He handled that pretty okay. But they just need a little boost. And they'll be all right. But the ban of misfits for derail the sale. No. You have one person who, now personally, I'm proud of, because if it wasn't for me, she would not be where she was, because I'm the one that boosted all that confidence that she didn't have, and now she's progressed. She switched her party. She left the Democratic Party, became a Republican, and she's very successful. You can thank Wah for that. But at the same time, don't dare try me. Because at the end of the day, I helped make you. I could also break you. Remember that. So, but she's part of the Misfit Party for the derail the sale. The best thing I did was help her get where she's at. I helped boost the confidence of Matt Dolan. It was like, ooh, he had this, and now you see who he's running against, Sherrod Brown, along with Frank LaRose and Bernie Moreno, and some people like it's going to be Bernie Moreno, but we'll see. So, you know, I'm proud of, like, helping people, like, give them that little boost of confidence and watching them soar in their own little way. But at the end of the day, you know, I don't just need a boost. She needed way more than a boost. And she's been soaring since she became a conservative. Now, am I supporting her in this? No. I stopped supporting her a long time ago. We fell out. Okay? We fell out. There was a few things that made me fall out with her. A few things. So, but I like to see results when people take my advice, take the blueprint, and go with it and are successful. And she's successful right now. And I'm happy for her. So, there's that. But then the other band of misfits. You got one person that ran for city council. That, what was it, Lakeisha, did better than him. And I was just like, serious, we're still going? Like, at least he didn't run this year. And, like, you gotta be kidding me. So, they got him going, hey, remember to vote no for 22 and vote yes for 24. It's like, okay, issue 24. I'm in Butler County, Rhea. I'm real estate investors. There's a greater Cincinnati realtors. I'm a vote no on 24. Okay, so supporting 24 is not no for me. It's a no for me.
the affordable housing doesn't go far enough. It's really messy. They didn't really deep dive into the details. And no. But speaking of real estate, real estate world's about to be shooken up a little bit because of that whole case. What's that? Was it Minnesota, Connecticut? It was a couple places. Anyway, so they're going to change how brokerage fees, commissions are being dealt. And we're going to see ripple effects soon. It hasn't hit yet. So, wait and see what that's going to bring. There's a lot of stuff going on. Like, there's a real estate conference this weekend at Great Wolf Lodge. I don't even know if I shared that with the crew, but they should have had it. But I don't know. I'll send it if I didn't. The original plan was to go, but I don't know. We have to see what we're doing. I know this weekend is really packed. I'm supporting my girlfriends, like my closest girlfriends. And so if you haven't gotten a ticket Saturday in Kennedy Heights, get a ticket for Herald Beauty BeautyCon with the creator, CEO, Morgan A. Owens. You don't want to miss it. Just letting you know, it's going to be goodies, goodie bags, some gems from different keynote speakers. You'll find out some things. You'll learn some things. You'll mingle. You'll network. And you might even get some free stuff. Who knows? Plus some music. Okay. You know, you like to dance and party and, you know. So come down. Kennedy Heights. Parking's free. It's a parking lot. So you don't have to pay for parking. You don't have to, you know, worry about that. That's always an issue. And people are like, oh, you're having an event downtown? So, how's the parking? I mean, just be honest, that's what a lot of people say. So, parking's free. So, hop on Eventbrite. Go and look under Morgan A. Owens, Herald BeautyCon. Check out the Herald. While you're at it, subscribe to the Herald. And yeah. So, that's Saturday. Okay. Saturday, 10 o'clock. Be there. Starts at 10. So be on the lookout for that. Grab your ticket. Bring a friend or two or three. And so there's that. But really, getting back to this, to November 7th. I mean, people are voting now, which is awesome. Great. But next Tuesday is it. It's voting day. I'm, again, telling people just to vote yes all the way through Cincinnati. Vote yes for one. So people don't have to worry about going to jail for getting a DNC. Something simple as a DNC. Something as simple as birth control. Yeah, it's gotten crazy. Vote yes on issue 2. Legalize it. Regulate it. Real simple. You know, just do it. Vote yes. Issue 22. You got 23. Yes on 23. Just say yes on 24. But I'm a no on 24. But I'm just telling people say yes. So we got some stuff to pass. That's all it is. Especially 1 and 2. I want the legalization of marijuana to pass. So people can get expungements off their record. They can go ahead and try. There's a ton of lawyers right now. A whole bunch of people passed the bar over the weekend. I mean, there's a lot. The bodies in the room are there to do the work. So, just pass it. Legalize it. Regulate it. Real simple. Issue 2. So, you know. Then you have the school boards. So, I would like to see Kanikani's gonna win anyway. So Kanikani, Map, and Brian Cannon. That's who I like to see. I don't want to see Lindy, but with all the money that the ODP, Hamilton County Democratic Party, donated to him, he's probably getting back in, which is just going to be another boring. They need to not make him president again. Somebody else needs to get that, because this is ridiculous. Then people are like, who really runs the school board? You know, is it the superintendent? Is it the school board that, you know, it's a mixed bag. You know, I think everybody just needs to work together for the benefit of the children, okay? But again, people should stop being mean to my girlfriends. Actions have consequences. Just saying. So, you know, wait and see how Tuesday plays out. But yeah, I really hope issue 22 passes, because the Band of Misfits, I mean, they're just a Band of Misfits. And true, there are some respectable people in the group, but there's some people that I wouldn't trust with my shoe. Like, with gum on it. I just wouldn't trust them to look over my shoe, and it fell off my foot, and I was running somewhere, and it left it behind. I wouldn't trust them with my shoe. My shoe that came off my foot. I wouldn't. You have nemesis number two. You have people who always think they're funny, but they're not. Like, they're just, they're messy. You got them. You have people that are always Debbie Downers. There's always like, just vote no. And then at the same time, vote no on 22. They're also vote no on number one. But this is supposed to be the independent progressive group, along with Coast and Brinkman and Stinkman. Are you kidding me? There's a reason why I call them the Band of Misfits. Okay. And, like, I'm not trying to make fun of, like, people. There are some, like I said, there's some nice people in there. There's some people who should never, ever run for office ever again in their life. And if they do, some things should just come out. And that's it. Like, you know, I've been inspired by Britney Spears. And I've been inspired by Yvette Simpson. She has a book. I have it. I went to her book signing. It's a really good book. Y'all should get it. But she gave some good gems on how to start a writing process and start going for a book. My grandmother, when she was living, she wanted to write a book. So maybe I'll go talk to my family about, like, trying to finish out her Wolfsy and then work. But Britney Spears has the number one book right now. I Have a Woman in Me by Britney Spears. Oh, and it is so good. It deserves to be number one. New York Times bestseller. It was number one on Amazon. She sold her like 1 million copies the first week. Yeah. This book is good. I'm not going to see Trolls. I'm basically boycotting Justin Timberlake. He was an asshole, okay? An asshole to Britney. And, you know, yeah, like, me and assholes, right? But Justin was an asshole to Britney Spears, like, for real, like, really. So, she's been through a lot, and a lot we didn't know, and she kept it secret from us, and it's just like, wow, you've been through the ringer. I just really hope that the relationship with her children improves. That's what I hope for Britney Spears. This book is like a diary of her life, and she's just venting it out. With that said, I was like, shh, need to work on this one. Get inspired by Britney Spears. Start jotting down
stuff. And then you start tweaking it, and then you get somebody to proofread it, and then you start getting someone to, like, look over, like, okay. And then when you get a little bit more serious, you're like, okay. And there's a couple things you can do, a couple different writing groups you can join. So, there's that. But I'm thinking about it. It's like, there's a whole bunch of stuff involved before I write a book. Like, that's a lot. And then it can be therapeutic. It can be traumatic. You know, it just depends, like, what do you narrow it down to and all that. But, I mean, these women have been through some stuff, and they all can teach a little something. So, and it's also National Authors Day. So, pick your favorite book, post about it. I might be able to post a book. It is. Like, what's the name of her book? Her name of her book is this one. It is this one. Name of Yvette's book is On Purpose, The Power of Authenticity and Intention. Okay. And so I'll probably post this because I didn't post it. But that's the name of Yvette's book, and it's National Authors Day, so I will probably make a post about this before midnight. But yeah. You know, Brittany's been through a lot. She deserved to have the number one book, A Woman in Me by Britney Spears. Yes, it's a really great book. Mariah Carey's back. The holidays. For Christmas. It's time. Like her t-shirt says right now, Amazon. You might want to order that like ASAP. Then Walmart won for today for me. Walmart collaborated with Lindsay Lohan, Lacey Chabert, Amanda Seyfried, Missy Elliott, and some other members from the cast of Mean Girls. So it's already Wednesday, and on Wednesdays we wear pink, and I've been a Wednesday wear pink girl for a while. And then now, starting next Wednesday, Walmart will have Black Friday deals on Wednesday. Now, I know a lot of my union friends don't like Walmart. I get it. I understand. But y'all know I'm a shopaholic, right? So Walmart, Amazon, and Temu, okay? I'm always, they're my go-to, quick and easy. I know what I'm getting. My deliveries are hassle-free. Okay. And if you're a Walmart Plus member, you get 3 hours earlier for Black Friday deals. But Walmart won for tonight for me with the whole Mean Girls. So, of course, Wednesday we wear pink. And, you know, we wear pink. And then my 7-Eleven shirt came in, you know, like Jamar Chase always opened like 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. So that came in. So I'll probably wear that this weekend. Hooday. But, you know, yeah, I need people just to vote yes all the way through. And things will hopefully pass because it's going to get a little cray-cray. A little cray-cray. Saw Jim Burns floating around. Anytime you see Jim Burns, he be working. Jim Burns going to be working for, like, ever. Everybody needs a Jim Burns, okay? The man works. You doing a campaign, you need you a Jim Burns. I'm just saying. But, yeah, the Band of Misfits, I just can't. Like, I can't. Like, you're like, well, they're political. I'm like, Adam from Price Hill is always in it for Adam from Price Hill. It's always Adam. Adam comes first. And all these people like, yeah, the support. Yes, like, y'all some idiots. I'm sorry. Like, be smarter than that. Y'all do realize y'all live in Cincinnati. It is Cincinnati. The entire city council is a vote yes on issue 22. Then people try to say, oh, well, they're just trying to stuff it in their pockets and they made deals with people. No, they didn't. So this is what it is. Majority of everybody's going to win. The only people that are up in there is Anna, Albie, Wynn. Does Keating get knocked off? Does Seth retain his seat? Who knows? Those three are up in the air. But to say that they're, oh, you know, stuff in their pockets and, oh, no. I know four people that spend a lot of money on their campaign ads. Like, ads are not cheap at all, whether they're digital or the TV. And the TV ads are really expensive. So Mika's been putting in work. Mark Jeffries been putting in work. Cramerding been working with people and he's had lasting relationships with. And he got an ad. So, just saying. You know, a lot of people are going to get their feelings hurt a little bit when the highest vote getter, which is what they're doing this for, is made known. Will it be Mark Jeffries? Will it be Mika Owens? I don't know. But I don't think Reggie's going to be the number one vote getter. We love Reggie. We do. But I don't think he's going to be the number one vote getter. It's probably between Mark Jeffries and Mika Owens. When I speak to people, just random people when I'm in town, I don't hear anything bad about Mark Jeffries. People might make like stupid remarks about his appearance, changes of his hair or his style, but I don't hear nothing like legitimately bad about Mark Jeffries. So Mark might be number one or Mika Owens might be number one. One of them is probably going to be the number one vote getter. So that is what they have been trying to fundraise for. They're like, oh, they got it on lock. They're all going to get back in. Not necessarily all of them. Three of them are up in the air. But they're going for who's the number one vote getter. So, are there people that I don't really care for on city council? Yes. I can think of two. But my friends work for some of these people. And that is just that, okay? But yes, there's two on city council. I mean, one's Keating, just because I never liked Keating. Like, she's just, I just can't. And I need people to be smart. Like, you can be cordial. Like, I've said this. I said this in a post or two. I said this in passing and to some other folks in some circles. You can be cordial to Keating. But don't be stupid and be her friend. She is your competition. She is a conservative. Trying to figure out her issue on abortion, pro-life, pro-choice. She's conservative. She's trying to play the fence so she can stay on city council that is predominantly progressive right now in the city of Cincinnati. She's trying to survive and keep her seat. She is not your friend. Stop thinking that she is your friend. She is the competition. Be smart, politicians. Don't get wrapped up Cincinnati style and fuck yourselves up. So, you know, can Anna Albee beat Liz Keating? Or does Liz Keating win, Anna Albee win, and Seth loses? Who knows? But Seth has a lot of haters. Like, a lot of haters. So, I don't know. I will say this about Anna. I have learned some things about Anna that have made me really respect her more. Like, we're already part of moms, and she was, like, the only candidate that was really endorsed locally for this from every town. The Gun Sense, Mika has that. I think Mark has that. Some other people have the Gun Sense, Moms Man, Gun Sense candidate endorsement. But she's got every town. They don't give every town endorsements to everybody. On top of that, look, here's something that some people didn't know. Anna Albee's Italian. So, hey, if you just want to vote for an Italian, vote Anna Albee, okay? And if you went to Summit Country Day, she is a Summit Country Day alum. So go ahead and vote for her. Summit Country Day is part of my family, is also part of some of my closest girlfriends. So go Anna, Summit Country Day. You know, tennis. She's big with tennis. Madisonville is, you know, Madisonville Community Council. That is what she's been doing for a while now. And then she has her day job. And she's a consultant. Like, and she has really good ideas. And so it would be nice to see her on city council. So I highly recommend, if you haven't voted, vote for Anna Albee. Just saying. For Cincinnati City Council. School board, I really want to see Brian Canning on the school board, right? I want to see him on the seat. Like, they need to shake it up. People are not being nice to my girlfriends. I don't like that. Like, this year I've been nice, but I've also gone through a lot. So next year the gloves are off. And I'll remind people, if you go ahead and try to bring people back and put them on a political stage, I will remind you why that's not a good idea. Not at all. No fuckboys in political office. If Me Too got some very good statesmen and Congress people and senators and politicians, but they were good, like, they had skills and they were doing stuff and they were changing some things to improve, and what messed them up was, oh, they messed with this girl back in the day and they shouldn't have and it was inappropriate, then you for damn sure shouldn't put no fuckboys back on to the scene. That's why some of them got in trouble in the first place. Because they didn't check their pecker and they didn't check who they were pecking with. Okay? So, people are like, oh, you're next. No, you're not. Because he's a fuckboy too. Was a fuckboy. The asshole in West End, he was a fuckboy. Like, you literally try to send me dick pics and you're married and have kids. Like, what the fuck? No. So I'll remind people that one. But that one's also the friend of the fuckboy that fucked with the little teenagers that didn't check that they were teenagers or didn't care. Part of me's like, he didn't care. And that really pisses me off. But I digress. We'll see what happens in his future. See if they make it.
we think it's not going to happen. We think people are just going to get their stuff and go. And then they'll be left in the dust and have to pick up the pieces. But they're grown, so they can pick up the pieces. But yes. Issue 22, just vote yes, because they're going to sell the railroad anyway. If you get a chance to talk to some Norfolk Southern guys, just have a little chat with them. It's interesting. It's really interesting. But yeah. And you know, some people like conveniently become friends with the press just so they can keep their, they know where their like spotlight is, or if they're like a person of interest in certain things and they're not, and it keeps them in the clear. And they watch other people take the fall, but they aren't completely 100% innocent, but they get away with stuff because their hands are clean. They, somebody else did the dirty work. They don't get in trouble. Yeah, there's those kind of people. But yeah, you know, I'm really like just gonna ride the wave, cross my fingers, 1 and 2. Pass. Vote yes on 1. Vote yes on 2. People can get some expungements off their record. They have plenty of lawyers. Puff, puff, pass. And regulate it. Issue 2. But yeah. The band of misfits on issue 22. I cannot. I have messaged people. I have emailed people. I have spoken to the Norfolk Southern people. Just get her done. Just vote yes. Sell it. Make some money off of it. Versus then selling it and you get the short end of the stick. Because either way, it's getting sold. So all of this is for naught. For the, all the derail the sales and vote no on 22. They're going to sell the railroad anyway. So you're just wasting your energy. So yeah, there's that, you know. But just remember to vote. Take a friend. So this weekend is extended voting. You can vote this weekend at your county BOE. So souls to the polls is Sunday. You have different sororities and fraternities doing souls to the polls on Sunday. Remember, Saturday, come to Kennedy Heights, support Morgan A. Owens in the Herald BeautyCon. Also, while you're at it, subscribe to the Herald. And it's National Authors Day. Pick up Britney Spears' book, A Woman in Me. And go ahead and go to Joseph Beth Booksellers. Pick up Yvette Simpson's On Purpose, The Power of Authenticity and Intention. Y'all, I didn't think I was going to make this podcast tonight. I went and got my flu shot and the new COVID shot. Not the booster, the new COVID shot. And the side effects hit, like, late this afternoon. So, you know, I'm not the mass police, vaccine police. Do what you need to do. But, y'all, this winter's coming. The cold air is coming. And we're all going to big gathering events. Just be smart. That's all I'm going to say. I hope y'all have a fabulous weekend. Remember, stay hydrated. Think positive. Remember, you're worth it. Okay? You really are. Okay. And again, voting day is November 7th, 2023. Get out and vote. Make your voice heard. Again, if you can, just vote yes all the way through, okay? I really want issue 1 and issue 2 to pass. If you're Cincinnati, just vote yes for 22 because they're going to sell the railroad anyway. They really are. Like, they're going to sell it anyway. So, yeah. Be careful of the deers because the deers are out in full force. I'm just saying. Just keep an eye. Stay vigilant on the road. Because the deer, they're just going. They're just going. They're starting out and everything.
she's doing the most. Remember Saturday, Morgan A. Owens Hair Up Beauty Con. Okay, in Kennedy Heights. Come to that. Go check Eventbrite. Go follow Morgan A. Owens on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, TikTok, I think Snapchat, Facebook. Yeah. Follow her. It's National Authors Day. Post about your favorite book. Share your favorite book, Arthur. And, you know, do what you do. Stay warm, stay hydrated. It's going to get colder. And then the temperatures are going to go upside down. Topsy-turvy, because it's Cincinnati, right? Of course. Remember to vote. Remember to take a friend. You know, get the word out. If you're in Cincinnati, vote Anna Albee, Mark Jeffries, Mika Owens, Reggie Harris. So, that'd be awesome. You know, I'm really excited for my girlfriends and all their endeavors. And I'm so proud of my girlfriends, and they are like my rocks. Like, they help me get through a lot of crap, especially this year, because the death is not going to be easy next week. It's people's birthday. So we're just going to see how I do on Tuesday. I really won't have time to, like, break down. I'll probably see Nami sometime that week, because I'm pretty sure it's going to hit on his birthday. We're getting close to the holiday and everything. I still can't believe that asshole is gone, but yeah, there's that. Remember to vote. I want to shake up on Cincinnati School Board. There's a whole bunch of other school boards. You know, it'd be nice if Horton Hears a Who, Horton for Lakota, you know, would win. Linda's going to win no matter what. And she's like the GOAT on the court of school board. So Linda O'Connor needs to win. But it'd be nice if, you know, Julie Schaefer, she should win too. But it'd be nice to get like a new face on Lakota school board. It's almost the holidays. Remember, on Wednesdays, we wear pink. And if you like Walmart, go ahead and shop next Wednesday, November 8th. Black Friday deals on Wednesday at Walmart. Plus, there's a grand opening on Friday, November 3rd, at Cunningham Drive Walmart location in Evendale. And they're giving away goodies, because I was just there today, because on Wednesdays we shop at Walmart. Why not? So, yeah. I finished this podcast. I'm going to go to sleep. And I'll talk to y'all later. Remember, vote early, often, and make sure if you don't vote this week or this weekend that you get out on November 7th and make your voice heard. Thank you for listening to Dangerous Woman Podcast, and y'all stay blessed. Okay, bye.